To five, Andrew Brady, good afternoon, and all eyes on the Spanish government today.
Yes, wondering how Madrid are going to react to the news last night late on that the Catalan parliament has declared independence. So they've signed a declaration of independence, but they say they won't implement it for several weeks, giving them time to negotiate with the Spanish government. So everyone's wondering just what will the Spanish government do? Will they send in more police? How will they react? Will they suspend autonomy? Will they suspend the Catalan parliament? It's a bit of a mess, if I'm honest, but ultimately something has to give because the Catalans seem quite keen to push on now and implement the results of that referendum.
A big manhunt is underway in London.
Well, this is extraordinary. Six guys on three mopeds, and they were wielding machetes and hammers, and they let off some sort of a smoke bomb as well inside the jewellers on Regent Street, central London. And they've got away with a significant amount of very expensive jewellery. Now, two of the mopeds, one crashed and one had an incident. Six guys piled onto one moped, six of them. They made their getaway on one single moped. And despite that area, Regent Street, near Oxford Street, highest concentration of CCTV cameras in Western Europe, nobody has seen hide nor hair of these guys since. So a massive manhunt underway.
Now, everybody would love cheaper power. It could become a reality in Scotland.
This has got to be a vote winner. Nicola Sturgeon, Scotland's First Minister, trying to get everything back on track after quite a bruising general election for them a few months back. She has announced to her party conference that she believes they will create a publicly owned, not-for-profit energy company. So there's a lot of oil and gas in the North Sea of Scotland, and Nicola Sturgeon just basically saying that she's had enough of these big six energy companies who just whack the prices up for electricity and gas, and you're caught because you move supplier to another one, and then 6 months later they put their price up. So Nicola Sturgeon has tapped into something. Very shrewd move.
Andrew Brady, thank you very much. Should be a vote winner indeed. It is 5-2.